Hello friends, welcome to the SOS Podcast. I'm your host, Carl. Thanks for joining me. This week has been, it's been a different kind of week for me. Life has handed me some curveballs. I've had some disappointments, some surprises, but at the end of the day, the Lord is with me, He's watching me, He's taking care of things, He already has my steps ordained. And I have to just accept where life is right now. Scripture tells us that where there is no vision, the people will perish. It's just the way it is. That is the truth. There is something about vision, about hope, about expectation in the Lord that is life-giving. And without that, life cannot continue. This world will try so hard to interrupt that vision. Have you ever had a dream, a word, a promise that you believed came from the Lord? And when you first received it, man, did you pray into that? Did you spend your waking hours talking to God about that? Maybe you even dreamt about it. You told other people about it. And you waited with expectation. Then maybe time went by and went by and went by. And after weeks or months or even years, maybe even decades, you forgot that promise. You forgot that vision you had because just too much time went by. The waiting became too much and your hope was exhausted and extinguished. When Scripture tells us to focus on the things above instead of the things below, that means a lot of different things. One thing that it surely means is that we can't be distracted or thrown off by the physical here, physical limitations, things like time. If God tells you He will, and it doesn't happen tomorrow or the next day or the next day, it doesn't matter. If God tells you He will, He will. In fact, it's already done. You're just waiting for the manifestation. The waiting shouldn't distract us and throw us off. Life's circumstances that seem to completely contradict the promise God gave us shouldn't throw us off and distract us. The things below are physical, temporal, and temporary. The things above are eternal, they're set, they're secure, there's no question, no doubt about them. The Lord says He will never leave us, never forsake us. Do we believe that truth? If we believe that truth, then any circumstance that comes our way is going to be irrelevant compared to that truth. Maybe you have no work, no money, no food. You feel like you have no place to go. Maybe you literally have no place to go. The Lord still has not left you, has not forsaken you because He promised He will not do those things. Maybe you reached a point in life where you had it all those things you wanted, all those things you dreamt of and asked for. And then one day, it all disappeared. The Lord still has not forsaken you or left you because He promised He will not do those things. Maybe relationships have fallen apart. People have disappointed you, offended you, upset you. Maybe the other way around. Maybe your own words or actions have driven others away from you. Whether you're lonely, poor, hungry, whatever it is, we have to keep in mind that God's promises are true yesterday, today, forever. Just as He is the way He is, unchanging, yesterday, today, forever. I feel like the more God throws my way, the more He's just trying to hammer home with me that I have everything I need in Him already. I have it all. What I receive here in this world, whether riches, whether companionship, brothers, sisters, a great foundational ministry to support me, whatever it is that He gives me, it's all bonus. If I had nothing, if I had nowhere to go, if I had no food or water to put in my mouth, I would still have everything I need in Him. He is my sustenance. When the Word tells us to be in the world but not of the world, What that means is that our lives are not driven, governed by what we see around us. They're not driven or governed by what we experience here. We live in a place of shadow, here, physically, but spiritually we live in a place of complete light. That is the place that informs our decisions, that determines our choices. The truth of God trumps our circumstances and that which we see around us today, but which could change tomorrow. The eternal always trumps the temporary. When life is going every way we could possibly dream for it to go, when things seem so charmed and perfect, we cannot put our hope and trust in that sweet life and its perfect circumstances. The same way when life is going every way we would not want it to go, and it seems like we are just cursed every corner we take, we still need to understand that that tragic period, that time of darkness, does not change the God we serve and what He's promised and what we can hold on to. Doesn't change the fact that we still have everything we need in Him. No matter where you are today, pray, ask God to show you, to reveal to you where your heart has planted itself elsewhere, where you are relying on things or people outside of the Lord for your sustenance. I think every day we need a wake-up call. We need another reminder of how much we should be relying on Him and where we've erred and decided to rely on something or someone else. He is everything. There's nothing we need, nothing we want, that cannot be found in Him. This week's song inspiration is a song called You Are My All in All. I haven't heard this song in a long time, but it's the truth. If it's the truth when we say it, if we really believe it, then all the murmurings that come about when circumstances don't go our way, they shouldn't come about. He's our all in all. Whatever blessing, whatever goodness, whatever treasure we find here is bonus. We already have everything we need in Him. Maybe we just need to be reminded of that again and again. Father, thank You for being everything. With Your Son and Your Spirit, thank You for being everything we need and want. Make us people who are being completely honest when we say that, when we say that You are everything to us. Change our attitudes, change our expectations, change our idea of You, so that we actually walk out, we act, we behave, we live as if we really believe those words are true. That's where we need to be. Father, we love You, and we can't wait to see You face to face. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good day, and God bless. Soul.